You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I am Cynthia Cooper, newly named to the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTRradio.com.
Well, I can remember I was so pissed off. I was just like, come on, you guys, don't let it be your girl. Don't let it be your girl. And what did Sue do? No, Sue. No, so Tina Thompson scores. I mean, it was the incredible three. It is nothing that you can do about. I mean, you can play tough defense, but they're known for making big shots, you know. And so Tina Thompson scored. And I just remember grabbing the ball out of bounds and turning around, and I wanted to get it in quick. But Tina Thompson was standing near Spoon, because I wanted to roll it to her, and I kept telling her, no, come here. So she came and she got the ball, and I remember all she did was she just turned, and I just saw her take just two or three dribbles and just hoist the ball in the air, and I was just like, oh, God. And, you know, I was just kind of sad a little bit, but when I saw her bank in, I was stood there like, oh, my God, did that ball just go in? You know, I'm kind of standing there, and if you look at film, I'm walking around. Everyone's piling and dying that they have, you know, everyone's jumping on top of sport, and I'm walking around like, you know, like I'm lost or something. So it was just, it was amazing. I was just kind of like, and what was more so amazing, no one believed, I felt like, in a sense, everyone felt like we were going to lose, you know, two games in a row. And you know, just to look at the people from the league office, you know, and things like that, they were kind of like, they were ready to get out of there, pack it up and ready to go, and just to see, like, Houston, the frenzy of, stop the confetti, stop the confetti, you know, and stuff like that. It was amazing. Talking about
sports. I was actually in the deep corner, and so I'll never get to live that picture down because of my bangs that I had that Rebecca has to do so fondly remind me of every time I see them. I was in the deep corner, and I just remember when it came out of Spoon's hand, I just vividly remember thinking, oh, my God, that might go in. And obviously, once it went in, I think I was the first to jump on Spoon just because I was kind of in her area on the same side of the court.
Yep.
And what's funny is Kim was dazed. In fact, she kind of fell over the pile and, like, slid down one side of it like she was limp or something. So, but, yeah, that was it was unbelievable. And I think just gave a shot in the arm to our league, just that shot. I mean, that was amazing.
Well, you know, the one thing that has never been asked, though, was how did I feel in the bottom of that dang pile?
I was going to ask that.
Hey, that's pretty painful under all that down there, man.
Well, you're known for your flexibility, right?
Hey, come on now. Kim wanted to slide down the pile. Oh.
That's why I didn't want to put my full weight on the top of it. I knew we had to play again the next day.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.